Are you in this bunch?
Yeah, I don't know. Remember, we had a picture like that, but they might have taken it that I didn't know. Don't say what names around there, is it?
No, it doesn't. I have some other photos in here that other people have sent us. I don't know if maybe some of these are. I don't know if you know that guy. He's another polar bear.
Who's that?
I'm not sure. I thought maybe you might be able to recognize him. 1977. Not sure. Here's a picture of in that time. Did you wear like dress like that? Those big long coats.
Yeah.
For the winter time. And what about the boots? You remember your boots at all?
Canvas.
Canvas boots?
It was made, like four buckles an hour, but we had strings on them, uh-huh. And had it tied around the legs with the strings, see?
But that, and just the canvas kept you warm enough in the winter time and everything?
Oh, yeah. We had plenty of socks. They had a wooden sole, you know. Slippery, uh-huh. You know, you couldn't stay on your feet hardly.
Oh, I see. Did it get pretty cold there in the wintertime?
Oh, man. Cold.
What, do you remember what company you were with?
Company D.
Company D, right. There's another, I don't know who these are of either.
We had dog skin book coats, you know. That's what I guess they were made of.
Dog skin?
Dog skin.
Hmm. Here's a member, Cleo Colburn.
No.
He was, I'm not sure what company he was in. This is a picture of some of the guys. This is Cleo Colburn and Joe Bolton?
No, I don't know.
No. But a lot of guys there, I imagine. A lot of American boys up there at that time?
Oh, yeah. I got a picture of it that was taken from Holland.
Oh.
They ain't all on there. Bartlett's ain't on there. He was living in Muskegon at that time.
Uh-huh. These are all American Expeditionary Force, Northern Russian 1980.
Yeah, but there's only about five of them that I know are living.
Uh-huh.
The whole bunch. Uh-huh. Can you find me in there?
I'm looking.
I'm on the side there somewhere.
Yeah, over here maybe?
Yeah, no, here.
Oh, okay. Right. So you're right. Still get together though with a lot of these guys, don't you?
Yeah.
Those that are still, in other words, you keep in touch with a lot of these people.
Yeah, we got the barracks in Zeeland, you know.
Oh.
And we got 41 members yet.
Great.
But there's a few that don't belong, you know, that, but they're maybe from a different company, you see.
Right.
Different.
Mm-hmm. Were you drafted or did you enlist in the
drafted.
Army? You were drafted.
Yeah.
And you went to, did you do training camp at all?
Oh, yeah, Camp Custer.
Right, that's right. I don't know if you know this guy. His name is Petropoulos. Petropoulos?
Mm-mm.
And he sent this picture. This is one picture he had that he loaned to us for a while. I don't know if you remember. It's a real long one.
Oh.
You recognize that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was quite a place. Of course, we didn't get further than that barracks unless we went on that hike, you know.
Ah, I see. But how long did you spend there?
Two months. We went in there in May, We left in September, I guess.
But do you know this basic training now?
Mm-hmm.
There's basic training at,
yeah,
at Camp Custer. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't think it was that big. Yeah.
I think this is like a photograph, a very large photograph that kind of goes around a circle,
mm-hmm,
maybe. Where's Camp Custer, Michigan?
Battle Creek.
Battle Creek, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes. There's someone there that you know. Do you know the Al Piles, the implement guy?
Uh-huh. Al Piles?
Yeah.
He, what company was he in, do you remember?
D Company.
D Company? This is all D Company?
Yeah, uh-huh. This is all D Company.
Uh-huh.
And here's one maybe you know.
No, I don't write up in.
What's that building firm again, name again?
Reamersmith?
So, is it from Zealand? No, from town.
Volkers?
Yeah, Volkers.
Volkers.
That's John Volkers.
Oh, I see. Right. When was this picture taken?
I know, we had taken it in 1919, I guess.
1918. Yeah. That's when the force went over, though.
I don't know when the Winslow Studio that was to have it taken in town. It was, I don't know how soon. Here's Ben Livesey. Of course, he was dead already before you were born, I guess, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah. Where, who's your commander? Do you know? Company D? Or who's the
commander?
Right.
Oh, he had a lieutenant, you mean?
Yeah, lieutenant.
Yeah. Durham was one of them.
Lieutenant Durham. Do you remember ever seeing General Ironsides, the British General Ironside?
No.
But did you remember him being up there?
Did you know him? Mm-hmm. He did. Sixth Framer. He had a store on 16th Street.
Oh.
The ice cream store.
Right, right. The Sugar Plum.
Hmm?
The Sugar Plum is.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's... Is that right?
You know this one.
What's that? What is that man's name? Is he still alive today?
Who? No.
The guy that has the ice cream store? No.
You know this one?
No.
Jack Knoll. Used to have a plumbing shop in the town.
Ah. So all these people were from right around here then, in other words.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're all... Yeah. This whole line is dead. This one just died last summer. That was, I can't remember names.
Yeah.
This one lives yet. Is Mark Rotman.
Mark Rotman. I'm going to be seeing him, as a matter of fact. Tomorrow, I'm going to go see him. And how about, Volkers. Yeah, right. I'm going to see him tomorrow, too.
Yeah, you're going to see Volkers? This was Jack Reamersmith.
Oh, that was, right. He died a while back, maybe 9 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This is Volkers, and that's the...
How about Herman Gerritsen?
Oh, yeah, here he is.
Ah.
Yeah, he died a few years ago, too.
Right.
This was Benda Zwan. From Zealand?
Uh-huh.
This guy who lived in the swamp there, he hung himself.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever fight with any other, like, French troops that are up there, or alongside any British troops?
Mm-mm.
No, it was basically your only with Americans, in other words. Americans pretty much stuck by themselves.
You're Hank Wilson. You're Hank Wilson, you know them Wilsons?
Wilson.
There's Jake and Lou.
All Wilsons?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
This Henry Cook, he died last year.
Yeah, I remember that name.
He was in the parade, you know. There's
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
There's Dick Hunderman from Grant.
How about Holton?
Hmm?
Jack Holton or John Holton? That's who I think he got.
No, it is. I don't know about him. Here's John Pierce. I don't know if you ever knew him.
Mm-hmm.
Box.
So we're, after
you had Bill Hurd, you know, the guy in New Zealand that's got that gravel pit.
Oh yeah, is that him? Everybody's doing it real well.
Yeah, he was dead yeah. a couple of years already.
So where did you go after Camp Custer? Where did you go after that? You got shipped overseas, or
we went to Camp Mills
in
New York.
Oh, New York State. How long were you there? Just a couple days, or
no, it was about 3 weeks, I guess.
Uh-huh. Some final training,
and then we went to Camp Mills in New York.
Did you ever remember? Like, did they give you any information as far as like who you were going to be fighting at all, or where you're going to be going at this time?
Didn't know a thing until we landed in England.
Uh-huh. You went to England then?
I guess you were supposed to go to France, see, but the war was only over. I guess they didn't need us. Company A. B.
C. Company D. Al Larson. I think we've interviewed him already also. Charles Grace we've interviewed. And,
In Detroit?
Right. That was last summer when some other people went to see him, and maybe some other people here also on a different company. Company E.
Well, DJ Doll, these are the ones you interviewed?
Some of those.
Cox, I believe he was a sergeant.
Sergeant Cox?
Mm-hmm. McCann, I do have, he was a corporal. He was from Detroit.
Do you remember a Colonel Stewart at all?
Stewart?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No.
Gordon Schmidt. He was a lieutenant, wasn't he?
Lieutenant Smith.
So he was a...
So let's... All right, then after...
Sergeant he was. And this Lima, see, he hated them so.
Oh, really? Was there a lot of that going on?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of quarrels and whatnot? What about... were you, fed well while you were over there and kept pretty well taken care of, or...
Where?
When you were in Russia.
Oh, no. We kept alive, that's about all, too.
Do you remember crossing the Atlantic, going to England?
Oh, yeah.
What was that trip like?
Yeah. 2 weeks underwater. Going to England.
Right. And then from England you went from where? You went straight to Russia from England?
Yeah, way around Norway and Sweden there.
Uh-huh. But you didn't get to France at all then, right?
When we come back, we did.
Ah, I see.
We was there.
But when was the first time you knew that you were going to be going to Russia?
Yeah, when the boats went north, see?
Oh,
yeah, we took the same way, you know, with them, you know, with them convoys, didn't you?
Right.
To Russia, you know, the whole convoy, I guess only 3 or 4 boats made it.
Huh.
The rest of all sunk.
Huh.
Yeah, with war supplies for
right.
Russia, you know.
Right.
Yeah, they conveyed them a little ways out of England, and the gunboats went back, you know.
Right.
And they was on their own. And three or four I got through, and the rest were all sunk.
What was your first impression of when you landed in Russia? Do you remember that, in Arkhangel?
Oh, yeah, I had a flu.
Oh, was that pretty, would everybody have it, or just a few people, or?
Yeah. There was 300 sick on board. No medicine, nothing.
So what'd you do?
Huh?
What did they do for these people? Were you sick? Were you one of the ones that was
sick?
Yeah,
that was good. Well, it was pretty cold in the rain, and then we got on the top deck, you know, and that's what the guy said, you know, that was the best place, but it was cold, but that's what helped us pull through, too, I guess. Oh, that there's quite a few, some died yet of the flu.
When you did land in Russia, did you go straight, or did you stay in Arkhangel for a while, or did you?
No, I was stayed back. I was.
What battalion were you in?
Hmm?
What battalion were you in? Do you remember? 1st, 2nd, 3rd battalion.
I guess it's the 1st.
Did you fight against the Russians?
Well, I did some.
Uh-huh.
Not much. The guys that went ahead, they had little skirmishes, you know.
Uh-huh.
You got a map of it there.
No, I don't. I should have got a map.
Then I could tell you the route you took, you know.
Right. Let's see, I'm told. But basically, you stayed in, and you just went south after a while.
What do you call the barracks? You know.
Were you on the railroad train, or were you on the river?
On the river. No. No, I wasn't on the railroad train.
Oh. Okay. Because I know there's like two fronts. One was where the train, the railroad tracks, and I know some Americans were on there, but also some went down the river.
We went.
Do you remember the Kodish?
Hmm?
Do you remember the town of Kodish at all?
Kodish?
Or
yeah, I didn't get there.
Not that far down?
Yeah, December.
What were your, what did you actually do? Were you like supplies or?
Guard, mostly, you know.
Did you ever guard any, Russian prisoners at all?
No.
No?
We didn't keep any Russian prisoners.
Were you in Arkhangel a long time, or?
Arkhangel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there.
What did you think of that town?
Oh, we didn't see so much of it, but,
What about the government in Arkhangel? Do you remember that at all, or what do you think the people wanted?
Arkhangel?
Yeah.
Oh dear, they was hostile to us.
Not too friendly, then, in other words.
Hmm.
Not too friendly, in other words.
The English, they weren't too friendly.
Oh, so that didn't help didn't help us out anymore, did it?
I got a few postcards that show you if you got time to look at
them.
Sure,
sure.
Well, they need all your sympathy. That's from Germany.
Oh, this is from Germany. But this wasn't used in Russia.
Mm-mm. Here's, this is a Russia. See, Murmansk, they're railroad cars.
Ah, right. Wow.
This is my wife and four sisters.
Where did you get these pictures? Did you ever work on any of these guns here?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah, it's a machine gun.
But you could hear them going at night sometimes?
Well, here's my brother John. From Florida. He died about 3 months ago.
Right. How do you say your name, by the way? Sla?
Yeah.
Ah.
Them was Russian traders.
He traded with the Russians, I think?
Fur traders.
Right.
Here, that's Russia.
Archangel, right.
Turkey. You call them.
Right, all these buggies?
Sleighs.
Ah.
Anything?
It looks like they got wheels. No, they can probably speak it very, very easily. Though.
Buggies.
Yeah.
That's Archangel.
The churches really stick out there, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Was it a busy city? A lot of things going on there, or did it just seem to be kind of a slow city?
Yeah, I guess so. It did. There's McCann. That's Corporal McCann.
Uh-huh.
He guarded some prisoners.
These are, what kind of prisoners are these?
Russian.
Russian prisoners. Did you ever talk with any of them, or?
No.
No.
Hey, people going to market. Russian women?
Uh-huh. Going across the river, huh? To market.
Mm-hmm. Here's the graveyard.
Oh.
Here's the gunboat stuck in the ice, a white sea.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, this is Des Moines. Wow. These are really something. These pictures are really good.
This picture I'm on.
You're on this one, huh?
It is.
I couldn't tell. This is the kind of dress. What time was this? Do you remember?
Daytime.
September, or was it?
Oh, no, later. A little later, I guess.
So how far did you advance into Russia from Archangel? A long way, or?
No, just around Archangel there.
Uh-huh. So you basically stayed around Archangel. Right?
Well, I got about 150 miles down the Dwina River.
Right, Dwina River.
Mm-hmm.
That's your company. Who was commanding your, was it a British command? Was your company under British command, or?
We was under the English, they say, but.
What reasons did they give you for being there?
Yeah, what reasons did they have for going to Vietnam?
That's true.
They didn't accomplish nothing there either.
Yeah. What did the your buddies and everything over there, what did they think, you know, when being over there?
What could you say?
Yeah.
You couldn't get out anyway.
Yeah, not much you could do, huh?
I know that he had a general once, and one of the sergeants says to him, the general says, this wasn't their show. And then the guy, sergeant says, then what the hell are we doing here?
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, what was he doing in Vietnam?
Uh-huh. Right.
He's my brother-in-law's. That's my wife, she's dead. They've been dead 12 years already.
Mm-hmm. Looks like it's been taken out in your backyard here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's Russian women.
Yeah, they killed a lot of them around.
They're their company in Archangel.
Ah, wow. Company D, huh? Who took all these pictures? The,
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know the guy.
Did you ever, have any, like, Red Cross or YMCA or anything like that come into contact with you while you were up there at all, or...?
Well, we got some cigarettes always from the Red Cross.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got a bag from the Red Cross.
Did you encounter any like, did you come up against any, like, Bolsheviks at all? Like, propaganda that they would, you know, like, well, flyers or anything?
You couldn't talk to them, you know. But we had Russian, police guys, you know, they could talk to him, you know.
Right. What did they have to say?
Yeah.
This is these pictures are fantastic. Wow.
The Russian women do the work.
The women do the work, and this is the style in Archangel Russian. Wooden shovels, right. Pretty primitive place.
Mm-hmm.
Was it pretty primitive? They're using wooden shovels here and horses all the time. It's almost like out west, it seems.
Oh,
early west.
It wasn't too bad there in that place, you know.
Did you ever get into any like Russian homes at all?
Oh yeah, we slept in them.
What was that like? What was your average Russian home like? Was it like this one here?
A log house.
Log house?
Yeah.
Big fireplace?
Yeah, no, a big oven.
Oh.
Something like an oven, you know. Then, it was about half as wide as that, you know.
Wow.
Wide as that, you know. And about this long. And then had a hole in front, you know. And they'd build a fire in there. And then when the fire was gone, you know, then they put the bread in to bake. Or, and stones in to heat water.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Here's where we got in trouble with the English. That was in the Murmansk.
Mm.
They start throwing stones and potatoes at each other.
What did you think of the city of Archangel?
Oh, too bad. Here, there.
Oh yeah, there it is again.
This is Archangel, the port of Archangel.
Right, right. You're on.
This is
the
church and
cathedral.
I guess the government building.
Right, right. Oh, Clemenceau.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah. Ooh, thanks.
This one's Germany again.
Wow. That must have been really... So, let's see, you were over in Russia still when the war was over, though.
At third last, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
What was the morale of the troops like then?
Yeah.
Was everybody wanted to go home once the war was over, or what?
Oh, yeah, but they were like it kept us there, you know.
Uh-huh. But you had to stay along, you had to stay after anyways, right?
Yeah. Sure did. But the guys were determined to go out, you know, and then we had to wait there till the ice broke off out in the Dwina River, you know. And we got an old boat that was burnt out, you know, just uh-huh. We got no tub, you know, to pull us, that's the way we got out.
Uh-huh.
No, they like they kept us there, you know, but you know, people were howling about it here, you know. It was all different from Germany.
Right. Yeah. These are just war souvenirs.
Here there's sawmills along the Dwina River.
Uh-huh. A lot of these sawmills. What was the... What did the people do? They were lumberjacks and fur traders and...
Yeah, I guess that was mostly making lumber, you know.
Uh-huh.
Tamarack trees. Using my pictures all over the graveyard. There, I'm on that one too.
Are you?
Wow. Mm-hmm. If you can find me, I don't know. Just show a picture of kids in here.
How were the prisoners treated?
Hmm?
How were the prisoners, you know, the prisoners? How were they treated? Did, you know, that you got...
I don't know about that.
Did you ever hear about any dissent or, like, mutinies in the troops at all? Or was most of the Americans, while they were over there, were in good spirits and hadn't had any problems at all? Do you remember anything about that?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, I don't know. He used to be in town.
Mm, no.
Six foreign.
Uh-huh.
Olders.
Yeah.
That's my daughter.
Ah. How old is she? She has a family now?
Mm-hmm.
She has a family now?
Mm-hmm. She's married now.
Right. What was the food like?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what the food was like?
Food?
Yeah.
We had what they called my stew.
Which one was that? What kind of a stew? Just meat and vegetables, or?
Yeah. I didn't know what it was made of.
You just had that all the time? That's all you had?
That was the main.
What about the people at our table? Did they have food too, or? Do the winter time and everything, or did you get any food?
I don't know what they ate, but I think they it was worse than what the dogs get over here.
Wow, I believe it. I believe it sometimes.
Yeah, dude.
How about during the winter time? Did you go out on patrol or that time? Or basically, during the winter time, did you stay inside?
No, I guess not. We was out on the front.
Uh-huh. Would there be any possible chance that, like, I might be able to borrow some of these pictures and have them, like, copied and then send them back to you, bring them back to you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care.
That would, because I think that would be really helpful for our archives if that could be possible. Like those, especially the postcards of, you know, Arc Angle. You know, those ones.
Yeah. From Russia?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are really something else. Right. Really gives you an insight as to what it was really like there. You know, at that time, what the harbor looked like, what the snow and everything must have been very white.
Playing ball at 12 o'clock at night.
This is 12 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
Because the sun stays out longer.
It's just a late day.
Wow, this is 12 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. Midnight sun, you know.
Yeah, right. Midnight sun. Land of the midnight sun.
Don't care about Germany, dude.
Right. Just the ones on Arc Angle. I don't want to have to take all your pictures. Did you ever stay in a Russian home? Yeah, you remember you said you did. Did they accept you real well, or you know, you become friends with any Russians or?
No. They were pretty friendly. Some of them. You know.
I think some soldiers brought back wives, didn't they?
From Russia. Not all of them.
Yeah, right. Just a handful, but.
I know the.
They got along pretty good, in other words.
I know the. One guy was standing guard at one night, and the other came in the back and knocked him in the head with an axe.
Is that right? Was he okay?
Hmm?
Was he okay? How about the first day of the medical facilities? If he got hurt or anything, were they okay? You know, were they doing a good job? Or? Did you ever have to go to the medical officer?
Some of the guys said, supposed to be medics, you know, but. In the breast.
Ah. It's in the front. Wow, yeah. Right in the apron, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
60 years old.
Yeah, it's still hanging. Still hanging together. Wow, look at that. That's very, very well done. It's embroidered.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all hand done.
Yeah. There's some aprons in there.
Uh-huh.
Handkerchiefs?
In France. Oh, these are really nice. You got these while you were in Brest after the war?
Mm-hmm.
So then you went from Russia to France and then back home again.
Yeah.
What did the people Were you, did you get a big reception when you came back home and the war was over, or what was that like?
We didn't get no reception.
So what happened? You just came home and that was it?
I could come home with a streetcar, you know.
Oh, is that right? But the guys before you, though, that, you know...
Went right from the boat on the train from Boston. We landed back in Boston.
Boston, right.
Then we got there and then Battle Creek, you know, we went down, you know, where they had that side rail. No, we didn't get no reception. And the folks, you know, the house they pulled down for the bank, you know, that was no road there yet. There was streetcar track.
Oh, yeah, I've seen a lot of that around.
Yeah,
I
don't know
if they had one before. How far did it go? Did it go all the way to Zealand, too? Streetcar?
Yeah. On the town here. No, we never got no reception.
Where did you get your orders from? What, you know, your company now, where did you get, you don't know?
I don't know. When you're in the Army, you know, you don't ask no questions.
Right, that's true.
You just do as you're told.
Just do as you're told.
I don't remember that. This might have been in different companies, see?
Uh-huh.
It had, you know, the 12 companies in there.
Right. What, in Archangel, what form of government do you think the people wanted? Do you think they wanted to be like the communists, or do they want to be like the United States?
No, the Russians, you know, they had a guy that's supposed to be on a Kerensky. He was there in a...
Uh-huh, right.
In that city, what was that again?
Leningrad?
Yeah. These are yours.
Yeah,
these.
Right. Leningrad?
Yeah, Kerensky. He was going to, you know, just like the government, you know, different ones, different countries, you know. But he was too strong for him, you know. We was coming around from the north, see?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a bunch coming from the east, you know, for the police there.
Czechoslovakians, maybe?
Czechoslovakians, you know.
Oh, right.
They had a bunch there, too.
Right. What was your impression of the city, though?
Mm-hmm.
What was your impression of the city?
And stuff?
Archangel. Or, you know, a lot of the villages you went to. What was your impression? What did you, you know, what was your, like, your first reaction there?
I don't know. I shouldn't have been home.
Did you notice any difference between, say, the Russians or the peasants? Their reactions to, say, Americans or British?
Well, this
or French, Canadian?
You know, this country here, the Tsar, there was mostly prisoners. He sent them over there, you know, for punishment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? that Larson, that new hand. See, that's Company D 239th Infantry.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet a lot of them guys ain't living no more, are they?
Excuse me, Mrs. Larson? I think Mr. Larson might be.
Hmm?
Yeah, I think Mr. Larson might be.
Larson yet?
Right.
Yeah, I heard about the Cox, you know. They're all a different name now, see?
Mm-hmm.
See, FGHI. Okay, Key Company, there where the Bartons was in, Key Company.
Which company was in the most action? You know, that saw probably the most action?
A Company lost the most men.
They were in some tough spots at times, huh? Did you get mail over there while you're in Russia from home here? Did you get mail?
Mail?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it ever censored at all or looked through all the time? What were they looking for? What would they do that for? Just to...
Well, they're all censored, you know.
Do you remember that newspaper called the American Sentinel? Sentinel?
Sentinel?
Right. American Sentinel, while you were over there at all.
Censor? No, my brother-in-law, he sent me a few boxes of cigars, but I never got them.
That's all right.
Them supply company, them guys, they kept them, you know. No, I didn't get a single one of them. They kept on to them. There are got people there, you know, that they snatch everything from you.
Did you ever hear of any arguments in the troops or big fights in the troops, you know, with the morale? What was the morale like? Was it, you know, pretty down? Everybody wanted to go home, or was everybody in good spirits?
No use talking about it because we couldn't get out anyway.
That's true, right, right.
It was too far to walk, and we had.
Yeah.
There was one guy. He said he was going home the next day, but he did too. He died the same night.
Oh, wow.
They went out of their head, you know. I think a whole lot of if they'd stayed there, you know, they would never come out.
Uh-huh.
You know, mad or, you know, they couldn't take that temperature, you know, that
cold. Pretty cold, I bet, huh?
Oh.
Has it ever been that cold here in Michigan some winters, or can you remember?
Well, you know, see, this is cold, but they, like that too, you know, you didn't feel it there so much, you know.
But you were dressed properly and everything. You had, you know, like your coats were, you know, good coats that were easy to use. And
yeah, we had a warm place to sleep, all right. That is if you was back from the front, see. But you had to go two on and four off. See, 2 days on, four off.
Did you get down to the front at all?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get down to the front at all?
From the front?
Yeah, did you go to the front at all?
Well, did you, you had a little coop where you sat in, you know, with the machine guns, see? That was our front. Well, you couldn't do nothing there, you
right.
know, digging nothing.
Right.
Coops, you know, but...
Looking back on the whole thing, what do you think was the purpose of the whole expedition?
Well, who was boss in England then? Wilson was president.
Right.
President here, you know.
Chamberlain, maybe?
And just like the last war, you know, the heads of the state, you know, they did get the heads together and figure such things out, see. Mm-hmm. But it was doomed from the start, see.
Well,
there was Italians there too. Italians and Scottish, right. You know, Scottish. English and...
Why was it...
French.
Why was it kind of like defeating his own... Why, you said it was his kind of already stopped from the beginning. No good from the start? What do you mean by that? The whole thing was really not very good from the start.
Yeah, I don't know.
How did you feel about, like, interfering in, you know, because, see, there's like a civil war, and the United States was taking a side, right?
Yeah.
So, what did you feel about, like, being on one side or the other?
What you could say, you know.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Where'd you get these from, Detroit?
Yeah, I think so. From the Polar Bear Association.
Oh.
You can get these out
really. No, I was in Detroit once. I wasn't there. We didn't go to the graveyard what they had there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Would you say that your experience in Northern Russia has changed you a lot, or was it a big impact on your life? Was that pretty?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
Exciting time, anyway, huh?
I was glad that I'd been in it. Now, when it was over, see?
Uh huh. Do you think the British used the Americans while we were over there? Because Americans really weren't in control.
In France or so?
Well, in Russia.
No, we did.
Weren't the Americans always at the front line?
We never got together. You know, always, they kept us separate.
Uh-huh. Well, how about the generals and everything? Do you think that the British generals used the Americans at all?
Oh, I don't know about that, but... Well, they said that in the last war too. That you know that one guy, Montgomery, you know, he wanted to be the head man, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you think your training? You trained in England. You said New York. And Camp Custer also. Do you think that was enough training for the men in your company, for yourself, you know, to go? Or do you think it was just kind of a rush job, or was it too much
training? What do you mean,
too much training, or not enough? Or
strain, you mean?
Training.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Well, you don't need it when you're in the trenches, you know.
Yeah.
Polar bear post. Yeah.
That's a book that we got from the one you're reading now. I can't. Some historical museum. It's got a few pictures in there. The Russian children again.
Yeah, there's something like a Russian home.
Right. Oh, that's what they look like? Just like that, huh?
Hmm?
Are they warm inside?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Nice and snug and cozy.
Yeah, I didn't freeze inside them. The logs would crack, but... there's all stuff in between, you know, with the...
Were there some really nice Russian people that you met over there? Or?
Oh, yeah. Where is this place, Troy?
Outside of Detroit. Right outside of Detroit. That's where the cemetery is.
Well, that's a regular monument, ain't
right.
it? A Fort Garrett
right.
monument?
Right.
No, I never...
Big monument. Here it is again.
I don't think they had it then when I was in Detroit then. They had a program, you know, and then some hotel, I don't know what it was either, but then.
Fort Shelby Hotel? This one says Fort Shelby Hotel.
But, yeah, I think that's where we stayed, Fort Shelby.
Was that good to see all your friends again, all your buddies from the war again?
Yeah, but mostly.
Good. Anything else you want to add? Any other experiences in Russia that you had that really just kind of stick out your mind that you remember?
I know. Michigan Bears, Archangel, was it? But they built one like that in Archangel? All snow, all the pitches of snow, huh?
Right. A lot of snow up there, huh? Did you get used skis at all? Or did you get supplied with skis or snowshoes or?
Yeah, well, they took along, you know. Yeah, that's a Russian deluxe.
Oh.
Traveling deluxe. Well, they say, they claim, you know, that, you know, if a family, you know, they go on a sleigh like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, all the fills, you know, that they're all connected with a vine, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they
no nails at all.
And this too, you know, that
all that, straps and everything, all
with a piece of rawhide, you know.
Uh-huh.
But they're going to see, but if the family went out at night, you know, and they had kids with them, and if they got fouled with a pack of wolves, they threw the kids out one by one, you know, to keep the wolves away, is what they say.
Wow.
Well, I was there. I didn't see no wolves, but it could have happened, you know, at first, you know, that when they first started there.
How were the supplies? The supplies came pretty regularly, and you didn't have to think that you were always, you know, had plenty to eat or warm or.
Oh, yeah.
Were there any times where you were really hungry and there wasn't any food, or you were really cold, or?
We got the rations for 4 days, and it had to last for 4 days.
Uh-huh. Every 4 days you got to do so right.
Yeah. But that wasn't so much, you know. You could have.
Well, right.
If you wanted to take care, you know, you could have eaten it. Easy in a day.
Yeah.
The Russians had guns. I don't know.
They had Russian guns?
English. No, the Russians, I guess it was. They didn't shoot very straight.
No?
Yeah, the, you know, if we had to move, you know, then we'd get a bunch of these people, you know, and then all down the hill, you know, sometimes they all land on top of each other, you know. Yeah, you know, slippery, you know, the horses didn't have no shoes on.
Right.
It was a great life, you know, if you didn't weaken.
Yeah. What happened to those that did weaken?
Yeah. Oh, we didn't have so many dead, you know.
Not our company.
Right. What I'll probably do now.
Yeah. You know, he and three other ones, you know, taking, you know, on a patrol, you know.
Uh-huh.
And John had to take a shit, you know. And this, in that time when he's sitting down, so somebody took a pot shot at it.
Is that right?
No, sure.
I should ask him about that one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you can fill some of this out.